विद्या नात्मन लक्षण पर अहं ममे की असद भावम देहादौ मोहजम तजे तो प्रहलाद महाराज इंस्ट्रक्टेड इज डिमांड क्लास फ्रेंड दे आर नॉट डिमांड बट दे आर सन्स ऑफ डिमांड दैट्स हाउ यू आर You are not demons, but you are sons of demons. Is it right? But you have no more connection with your dual father. That's right. In some of these, I think back to Godhead number 40, Hadi has written a very nice article, Constitution of the Soul. Very, very nice. The demonic principle is they do not give stress on the soul. They are bodily functions around the body. And as soon as one is just foolishly conceiving body as self, his activities will be demonic. The staff of the teeth will not break his heart. The demons also sometimes they have got conception of the soul, they believe in transmigration of the soul. But those are simply on the platform of accepting this body as self. They have been compared with animals. So Prahlad Maharaj has very nicely analyzed the characteristics of the soul by 12 items. Atma, Nitya, Abhaya, Shuddha, Eka, Chetrajna, Asraya, Abhikriya, Sadrik, Ketu, Vyapaka, Asangi, Anab. These things are explained in Kavitaka. Again, we may repeat, it's an important point. The characteristic of Atma. Either Atma or Paramatma, the same characteristics are there. Exactly like gold, bar, and gold pipe. The chemical composition of the gold bar and the gold pipe is the same. So, Atma Nitya, eternal. The materialistic scientists, they have no information of the Atma. They think that this material combination of elements evolves some living force. That is their theory. As such, they think that in other planets where the atmosphere is different, they think there is no life. Because they do not know that life means presence of the Atma. And the Atma, the soul, can live in any condition of material existence. Any kind of even in fire, the Atma can be. Because, according to the information received from Bhagavad Gita, the Atma is never burnt even in the fire. It is never immersed in the water. It cannot be cut into pieces. This is perfect. This material body can be cut into pieces, it can be burned, it can be wetted in water, but Atma, spirit soul, is different from this body. The material scientists, they have no information of Atma. Therefore they think that in the moon planet there is no life, in the sun planet there is no life. Simply, this is Kupamandukarma. Dr. Frost is thinking in his own way. Dr. Frost thinks that this three-bit dimension of the world is all in all. There cannot be anything. This structured philosopher and structured scientist, they think it's that way, Dr. Frost. There cannot be Atlantic Ocean. There are three feet dimension. Well, water is established. Therefore, you have to receive knowledge from authorities. We cannot speculate. The speculation will not help us in approaching the real destination. The Prahlad Maharaj, whatever he is saying, he is an authority. We do that. Atma nitya itana abhaya. Inexhaustible. Abhaya suddha. Suddha means pure. Without any contamination. Suddha eka. Eka means individual. Eka. Krishna is also individual and the living entity is also eka. Khetratna, fully conscious of his bodily activities. Khetratna. Ashraya, the basic principle. As I am spirit, so I am the basic principle of development of this body. Similarly, Krishna is the basic principle of development of this universe. That is it. I know where is the pain and pleasure, what are the defects and favorable conditions in my body. But I do not know what is favorable for your body. Therefore, I am not Kshetratna, conversant with your body. But Krishna knows. Kshetratna chatimahari di sarva kshetri subhava. Krishna says that I am also Kshetratna, knower of the body. But I know everyone's body. That is the difference between Krishna, Paramatma, the super soul and the spirit. The Mahavadi philosopher can make one. That is not. But Kshetra, Ashraya, Abhikriya, Anchinjavu, Sadrik, he can see himself by contemplation, by meditation, sadri, hetu, cause, vyapaka, all pervading. I am all pervading within this body, in my body. I am not all pervading in your body. If I pinch your body, I do not feel any pain. But if I cleanse my body, I feel pain. Therefore, I am all pervading means, I am all pervading within this body by contact. Anywhere you touch, the consciousness is there, feeling touch. Vyapaka asangi. Asangi means without being mixed up. The same example that speaking but not touching the water. Oil, you drop some oil on the water, it will flow. It is not mixed. When you emulsify water, it changes the color. But it is there. That will be explained in the next part. Another example is just like milk. The milk, pure milk, there is butter. But you cannot see the butter in the milk. But if you on the same platform by the pundit, by the land, because he does not see the outward cover, he sees the inner soul, the characteristics of the soul as this guy. But the demons, they cannot see the inner soul. They cannot distinguish the characteristics of the soul. Simply, they see superficially and identifying with the body, there is always trouble. And this nation, and this man, and German, and American, and Hindu, and Muslim, and Brahmin, and this and that, daily. So, one has to become free from this dizziness before one can understand what is spiritual life. Sarvapādhi-vinirmuktam. Sarvapādhi, these are designations, superficial. That's what Dharmāyā says. That etat-dādata-hi-vijñāna-ātmano-lokkane-parai. Parai means superior. You have to distinguish ātmā by superior characteristics, not by inferior characteristics. And by understanding the ātmā's real position, aham mameti asal bhavam dehadu mohanam tajet. If you give up the bodily identification, which is a production of illusion, mohajam, production of illusion. As soon as I think I am American, why American money should go to India? Immediately he becomes disqualified to become a member of the Jews. Immediately. Because the same demonic principle and the mohajam. You see, the production of illusion. Prahlad Maharaj says, tajet. He should give up this demonic principle. Tajet. Tajet, this is beginning. Must. There are different forms of bhāg we can see. This form of bhāg means must. There is no argument. You must. It's like in the Veda says, tad vijñānārtham sa gurumeva avigacchet. Must go. So here also Prahlāda Mahārāja says, tajet, this dehātma buddhi, this upādhi, this designation is dangerous. But it's not answer. Sarnana jathātrāva kṛṣṇe-mukāra kṣetreṣu jūvai tadabhijñātmavā kṣetreṣu dehesu tathātma jūvai rajyāpavit brahma-vati labhet. I am giving a very nice example. Just like what is called the technical spoiler spark.
Geology?
No. Geology is different. What is that? Advanced. Advanced? What is the exact word? Soil expert. Soil expert means?
Conservation.
Yeah.
Agronomist.
Agronomist?
Yes. Agronomist field.
And just like one that understands from the characters of the particular soil that there is four. In this there is possibility of four. Is it agronomist?
No, that would be geologist.
Geologist?
Yes.
Geologist. So, I don't think geologist. Geologist is defined. You have no dictionary? Well, my dictionary. Alright, take it for agronomist, geologist. But, soil expert. Soil expert, so, he knows how to find out a particular type of mine. They can find out here there is mica, in this soil there is gold, in this soil there is gold. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving very nice example. That sarnang jatha gravasu himakara. Himakara means goldsmith, not goldsmith. Goldsmith is manufacturer of gold and ornaments. Himakara means gold expert, you can say. He can find out in this file where there is gold mine. Still there are. I know when I was a manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, one chemist, Chandra Bhushan Bhadur, he was a well-known chemist in Calcutta. So, one Maharaj gentleman was after him. He said that I know how to find out gold mine. So, the Maharaj gentleman spent after him lots of rupees. And he said that here there is gold. But unfortunately, gold was not found. The gentleman lost so much money. So, but there are experts, otherwise how gold mines are found out. There are experts. So here it is said, it is not new thing. Prahlad Maharaj says that this art is known millions and millions of years ago. It is not that the modern science had discovered, modern science had discovered how to go to other planets, they are mining industry. No. These are all wrong. There is no question of modern science. Now how, otherwise, how could that man give this example? Question may be put by opposing party, that simply by becoming Krishna Parsad, how one can know God? What will be your answer? What will be your answer? Suppose an opposing party says that all right, I accept that you are Krishna Parsad and God Parsad, you are devoted to your life or Krishna. So, how do you find, how do you see Krishna that you are working for? What is the answer? Are you falling blindly? Or you have experience of Krishna? Yes. What is the answer? It's very intelligent. People will ask you, and perhaps they ask, have you seen Krishna? Why you are Krishna? What is your answer? Of course, that's nice, but then you are falling blind to your spiritual master. What is your experience?
First, you compare Krishna before you see him, and this is the purification process. The purification process can be felt. And then you ask the person, you can feel it yourself by chanting Hare Krishna, why not try it?
That's all right. You have tried, whether you have seen. That is his question. He has tried for the last 4 or 5 years. Whether you have seen Krishna? Then you are falling blindly. Yes, feeling. That is anubhava. Anubhava nanda svarupa. Paramesha. That is the person. You can feel his presence. That is being explained here. Japa ahankaradi tade iti apikhaya tatrapti prakaram sadhishtadutamah sarvakara ketreshu spurat sarna kaneshu gravasu jogai. Bhamana upayoi tad upaya avikka himukara jatha sarna pratma. This is very simple. Prahlad Maharaj saying that as the expert gold miner, when he sees there are gold particles in the tree, naturally he concludes, still in India there is a river. So, in that river, gold particles in the water, gold particles can be found. Gold particles. Many poor men, they hold their water and strain the water in different ways and get something to go still. So, by the symptom, the expert gold miner finds out that here is gold mine. Because within the soil, or with the soil, he'll find some gold particles. That is the way here is this thing. Similarly, one can find out a Krishna by his symptoms. the characteristics of this world. In the common sense, just in everything, there is a controller. There is a light, just like in my body. I am controlling this body. And there is living force, living symptom. Similarly, this whole world, which is going on, there are so many things that are, that requires nice brain. This planetary system is moving nicely, exactly, to the order. So, one should consider that there must be some brain behind how things are going tonight. That is common. Just like the gold miners part, as soon as you find some gold particles, either in the vicinity of water or air, they consider there is gold mine. Similarly, when you find that things are going on so nicely, there is a big brain behind. That is a statement of Professor Einstein. He also says that as we make progress and we see wonderful things, we are bound to believe that there is a big brain. There is a big brain. Grammar to Jubai Dhamanat Upayoi Sat Upaya Obidya Himukara Dasasan Napra Jana Atma Jubai Ratma Pratu Upayoi Brahma Vati Brahma Sat Adhyatmikam Atma Dhikrita Kaja Karana Sanghata Jnata. So, as the poor man goes to the river side and by straining the water by their specific process, they find out some gold. Similarly, a person Hitrishu Dihishu Atma Adhyatma Di Brahma Gatina. This meditation means thinking very deeply what I am. What I am. And the process of the yoga system is the same system as you strain water and find out gold. Similarly, if you follow the yoga system, dhan dharana, asana pranayama, that is mechanical, then you will find that I am the spirit soul and there is supreme soul, Krishna. That is what. That is really perfectional yoga practice. Not that simply dressing the nose, no. Actually, perfectional yogic meditation is to understand the self, the soul is there, and the super soul is there, the process is there. Astau prakitaya proktastraya ivahi tadguna vikara surasachajai kumar ika samanmaya. Astau prakitaya, eight material elements, that is described in Bhagavad Gita. Mumira panana vayu khangmana buddhi rivata. Hot water, fire, sky, and this mind, ahankara, mind, egotism, and kāngamana buddhi and intelligence. These are gross and subtle material elements. Astau prakitaya prokta trayo eva hi tadguna. And these material elements are moving by the introduction of the three material qualities, sattva, guna, rajasa, and tamasa. One who is situated in the sattva guna, he is also existing on this eight material element. And one who is existing in the modes of passion, he is also existing on the Brahmin's body. Take for example, Brahmin is in the sattva guna, and Kshatriya is in the rajas, Vaishya is mixed up, and Shudra is in the tamo. The existing means the consciousness according to the contamination of different conditions of the guna. This condition is the guna, sattva-guna. One is in sattva-guna, his consciousness is different from the consciousness of the rajas-guna. One who is, whose consciousness is rajas-guna, he consciousness depends from the tamas. In this way we find different types of consciousness. In pure there are three, in that mixture, three into three, it becomes nine. Against mixture, 9 into 9, it becomes 81. Again mixture, 81 is in this way, you will find varieties of life. But they are based on the three types of consciousness. Sattva-gun consciousness, rajas-gun consciousness, tamas-gun consciousness. So, when one is transcendental to this contaminated consciousness, polluted by the three qualities of material nature, that is the matter. Asau prakritayo pratyastayo vaitadguna vikara purushachar kumar kika samanna. But the soul is the same by his external affection in the material world, and the different qualities he is appearing different. Therefore, we have got 8,400,000 of species of life by different consciousness. And when one comes to Krishna consciousness, there is no self-differentiation. There is one consciousness. Krishna is supreme and servant. That's all. So long one does not come to this platform of Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of so-called eternity, fraternity, unity, universal brotherhood. There is nothing. It's impossible. Because they are all contaminated. Dehastu sarva-sanghata jagat tattu riti siddha atreva mritta purusa neti neti iti tat istiti tajam. Adhyatu vivitatma praktum upayam aha astra astra viti trivi mula prakriti ahankaradu pancha tanmatrani Sita astu traya satta daya stesha prakriti guna eva natu bhinna eka ekadasa indriyani pancha mahabhutani cheti sorasa puman atma eka prokta kupiladiji rasa chit. The Sankapilas are here. The description is Sankapilas. 24 elements. 8 gross and subtle elements. And then their production, the ten indriya senses, watching senses, and knowledge acquiring senses, 8, 10, 18, then the sense object, 5, 18, plus 5 is 23, and then the Atma and the soul, 24 agents. The Sankhya, they have analyzed the Sankhya philosophy. And European philosophers, they like very much the Sankhya philosophy system. Because in the Sankhya philosophy, these 24 elements have been very much lucidly explained. Dehastu sarva-sanghata jagat. So there are two kinds of body, jagat and tattu, moving and not moving. But there are combinations of these 24 elements. Atraivamidva-purusha neti-neti-ti. Now, one has to find out the Atma from these 24 elements. By any minute, where is Atma? Where is Atma? Where is Atma? But one can find out in that way, provided he follows the rules and regulations and the process. That is what.
Anna vyatirekena vivekena asatātmana sarva-sthāna samānānai vimiśrati prasat-prasat-prasat.
So, Father is saying, this is subject matter, little difficult, but it is very important. Prahlāda Mahārāja is explaining this demonic class. Five-year-old boy, how he is explaining this Sankhya philosophy, because he is a devotee and he has asked the whole philosophy from authority, Narada.
Mukam karati vācālaṁ taṅgam lambhayati kīrī.
Therefore, the spiritual master mercy is this guy. Mukam karati vācāl. Mukam means dumb, one who cannot speak. He becomes a great lecturer, a speaker. Although he is dumb, but he can become a great lecturer. Mukam karati vācāl. Pangam langayate girit. And one who is lame, who cannot walk, he can cross over the mountain. Mukam karati vācāl pangam langa. Jati pātta mahanabandhi. By whose mercy these things are possible, I offer my successful obeisances to Paramānanda Māma, the Supreme Personality of God, deserver of all pleasure. By Krishna's mercy, it is possible. But material calculation, it is not much. Material calculation, one would say that, how is it possible to say that dumb is lecturing? There is not much. Or that lame man is now crossing the mountain. So materially it is not much. But by the mercy of Krishna, all is presented, just then full landmark. 5 years old boy, he is explaining so nicely about the constitution of the soul. Why? Because he has obtained the mercy of Narada. The reverse density of Krishna. He is his fortune.